welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so good to be with you once again this morning. I believe you are being blessed. I believe you are increasing in glory on every side. Hallelujah. And I believe you are having a wonderful year. I'm still sharing concerning the unpardonable sin in there. Yesterday, I was trying to share with you what it is not. You know, it is not talking against a man of God. However, talking against the man of God is very, very dangerous. And I want to enlighten you some more concerning it. Because a lot of Christians have not been educated along this line. Have not been trained along this line. It's so important that you learn what it means when you attribute what God is doing through a man to the devil. Or speak or say anything negative or anything bad about that person. Hallelujah. You know, and I was trying to share with you concerning Miriam and Aaron talking against Moses in Numbers chapter 12. You know, they spoke against Moses. Bible says that Moses was a very meek man. He was meek. He didn't say anything. Moses never said anything to Miriam and then to Aaron. But the Lord came. If you read in Numbers chapter 12 from verse 3, he says, "Now that man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses." Moses didn't say anything. God just spoke. Even though they were criticizing, Moses said nothing. It's actually very dangerous when the man of God doesn't even say anything about what you're saying. You know, or he's not even hearing it. Hallelujah. I'll show you some more. You see it. "And the Lord speaks suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, Come ye out, you three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my word. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I'll speak unto him in a dream. By Sabbath Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the signature of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against Moses?" He says, why weren't you afraid to speak against Moses? And the anger of the Lord was came against them, and he departed. God just came to talk and left. You see, normally you don't know the relationship that that particular man of God sustains with God. You don't know. God said that there are others I'll talk to in visions and dreams. But this particular man, I talk to him mouth to mouth. You don't know who you are talking about. If you see them on TV and they are doing something that you don't like, just switch the TV off. Switch to another channel and watch something else. You are better off not saying anything about them. Because the more you say something about them, the more trouble you have. This is verse 10 now. "And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow." You see, Miriam was complaining about how black and how dark the Ethiopian woman was. God said that if you are going to talk about race, then you are going to be whiter than you are. God made her whiter than she was. She became a leprous. And there are a lot of people having this thing happen to them. Leprosy has to do with you losing certain portions of your body. You see, it will just be wearing off gradually. Your fingers will be wearing off. Your feet will be wearing off gradually. Your nose will be wearing off gradually. Your lips will be wearing off gradually. You know, a lot of people are doing things. They are doing things that are supposed to produce results, but are not producing results because they've spoken against a man of God. Said terrible things about the person. And therefore, whatever they touch does not work. There are some people who pray certain kinds of prayers. There are certain men of God who pray certain kind of prayers. And makes it very dangerous talking against them. It's good you don't say anything about anybody. Hallelujah. It's so important. Or else you see leprosy, you be cursed with a curse. And you realize that things are not working as they're supposed to, even though you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Never say anything bad about any man of God. There are so many examples I could show to you. You know, when you read in 2 Samuel chapter 6, from verse 20 to verse 23, that one has to do with David, the man of God, and his wife. Michal was speaking against David because David was dancing before the ark of the Lord, enjoying himself, and he became a little naked. Michal started speaking against David. And as he spoke against David, David replied her and said that I'll dance. It's before the Lord that I'm doing this. The Bible says that Michal despised David in his heart. Michal, at the point, she didn't even say some things, but she voiced some things out. She said that what you're doing is not right, you know, and was criticizing David. And the Bible mentions the fact that Michal's womb was closed because she spoke against David. She could not bear fruit. She could not increase. And that's what happens to a lot of people. You cannot bear fruit. You cannot increase because you're talking against the man of God. Even though that is not an unpardonable sin, it's a very dangerous thing to do. Hallelujah. I'll continue again tomorrow until then. God bless you. I love you very much. Bye-bye.